quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? Man, we got a lot to talk about. What a weekend! Actually, there wasn't much going on. There was the Ronda Rousey fight with Gina Carano. We'll talk to old Filthy Tom about that here today. Filthy is joining us. We got a Raw show coming up tonight. We had SmackDown. We had a Collision show with a Darby Allin World Championship match that apparently was set up on that Ring of Honor pay-per-view on Friday night. Man, have we got a lot to talk about here today. And news. We've got a full... I don't think it's a full lineup, but we got a bunch of matches for this coming Wednesday, Dynamite and Collision block. It is an hour of Collision, 2 hours of Dynamite, back-to-back. We've been down this road before, but we'll tell you about that. Double or Nothing is coming up this weekend. We've also got some notes on somebody who may be returning to WWE. This should not be the top story today. But brother, it's my top story. So we're going to talk about that with Tom. Update on Stephanie Vaquer and a lot of other news. I do want to open by wishing the best to Marty Jannetty. According to comments made by Eddie Mansfield, Marty Jannetty recently had his foot amputated. He said that Jannetty had long-standing problems with his ankles, dating back to his days in the Rockers with Shawn Michaels. Did not give a clear reason as to what led to the amputation. Said, one of my dearest friends ever on the face of this earth, great wrestler, had his foot amputated. His name is Rocker Marty Jannetty. Praying for Marty this morning. This was from the Book Pro Wrestler social media. Undergone an amputation surgery on his foot that has bothered him for years. Here's to hoping this gives him some relief and a better quality of life. He has had bad ankles for years and years and years and years and years. So sucks that his foot was amputated, but hopefully that will lead to a lot less pain. Back in a moment with a lot more to talk about today. Wrestling Observer Live.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help. At the Home Buyers Hotline, we can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, I wore my tank top so we'd match today, Tom. Where's yours?
Well, you didn't say a damn thing to me about it, so.
Well, I thought you were just going to wear it. I think you'd be wearing a long-sleeve shirt in the middle of Vegas on a hot day.
It's 67 degrees.
Really? Wow.
Yes, oddly enough.
I'll go put on a long-sleeve shirt after this. Okay. How was your birthday weekend?
It was good. It was fun.
What'd you do? What are you, 43 now? Or 44?
I am now 43 years old.
Okay.
As of May 15th.
Golly.
2026.
Don't look a day over. Anyway, what'd you do?
Well, I was conspicuous by my absence on Friday. There was actually no show.
No, there wasn't.
No, because I was on the road. I was a mystery man in a three-way wild card tag team match in Cleveland, Ohio for Absolute Intense Wrestling.
Really?
So I was looking at the schedule and I go, wow, you know, we did that run-in during the show at Relentless, but we weren't actually in the match.
We kind of were.
We kind of were, but we weren't.
Sure.
We're not participants. And I thought, wow, if I don't wrestle before May 17th, that's going to be a whole year that I don't have a match. And the arbitrary streak that I have been counting in my head now for 8 years or whatever would have been broken.
Why is this streak important?
It's not.
Okay. Well, it's important enough to go out there on May 16th.
No, I went out there on May 15th.
Whatever. The point is, it was important enough to you that you did it.
If this show would have been May 16th, I wouldn't have done it. But it was May 15th. It was my birthday. It was Absolute Intense Wrestling's 21st anniversary show, Brian.
Wow. 21
years.
That's
as
a long
independent
time.
Wrestling promotion. And I thought, you know what? It's the perfect storm. So I made my return to the ring. And that was it.
Well, how'd it go? Who cares that you just made it back? Like, did it go well? Do you feel good? Can you wrestle? Are you back?
No, I'm not back.
You're not back? Okay.
No, I am interested in...
unfortunate, because I got ideas, but go ahead.
Getting my feet wet in the tuxedo match realm.
Hey, I got ideas,
which
Tom.
I have been pushing.
I got ideas.
Hold on,
for
you have ideas.
You.
I have been pushing this idea.
No, but you have stupid
behind
ideas.
Behind the scene.
Tuxedo matches? Tom, it'll draw once. Like, what, we're going to take it on tour around the country? Tom and Brian are bringing a tuxedo match to your town.
Hold on.
Yes.
When did you get involved?
You
just interject yourself
stop
into, my,
it.
into my
you
angles
have been,
of life
You
now.
Have been asking me to be in this tuxedo match
and
with get, you
and guess who has
for
not
a
said,
year now.
And guess who has not said yes?
Because it's a stupid idea. I got good ideas for you and I.
Then don't do it. You don't need to face me in a tuxedo match. Okay. Nobody wants to see that, do they?
I don't think anyone wants to see anybody in a tuxedo match. Right?
You're wrong.
I mean, listen, if it were you, me, and Microman in a three-way tuxedo match, I'd consider it. I saw that picture you sent me this weekend. Out of context, that was quite the statement I just made.
Yeah, so I had fun.
Excellent.
There's the answer.
I'm glad to hear you had fun on your birthday weekend, Tom. But we got to talk about the real big news today, other than the Marty Jannetty story I talked about in the opening segment. But we got
another. It's another Tom make a big news, isn't it,
brother? Listen, I'll just tell everybody a quick aside. Okay, I went this weekend with my family. And my mom and sister and dad, we all went to Lake Chelan. And so I didn't follow any wrestling news for like 2 days, okay? But I knew that I had to do some work. And so I watched the Ronda Rousey Carano fight, which we'll talk about. And I watched SmackDown. And I tried to watch Collision, but things happened and didn't work out. I watched the main event. But anyway, I'm watching SmackDown. And they do a segment where Danhausen is backstage, and he's tinkering around with his gimmick, and he's got his cloning machine.
He's got like a Commodore 64 computer.
And then he wheels out this body on this big old gurney, and I just watched it, and I thought, man, you know, is old Shankly coming back? I mean, they got to have some big guy here to be his Frankenstein.
Omos.
His Frankenstein's monster for all you nerds out there. So anyway, I just moved on with my life. I thought
Dr. Frankenstein's monster.
I thought nothing of it.
For you,
Reverend Dr. Frankenstein's monster.
Is he a doctor of divinity?
I don't think he's a doctor of divinity. But anyway, so I go home and then I start kind of going through the news and everything like that. And my God, I came across this story. WWE has discussed bringing back Baron Corbin. Dave Meltzer noted on Observer Radio, his return has been, quote, heavily talked about. Meltzer also speculated, we should add speculated, very important on this show to add the word speculated, that Corbin's return could be related to Danhausen's segment on SmackDown. Noting on the SmackDown show, when Danhausen was talking about something bigger, my gut was, that's who it is. That's just my speculation, says Dave. But I just know that he's been talked about being brought in. Now, first off, that was the first name Dave thought of as Danhausen's Frankenstein's monster. Hold on a second. You're considering, if this speculation is correct, bringing back Baron Corbin to be Frankenhausen? What?
Happyhausen?
What?
What? Yeah. I got no answers for you.
I feel like just sitting here in silence until we go to commercial break in like 3 minutes. I can't even process this. Like, this just ties into the whole, oh, you know, six people were asked to take pay cuts. Oh, we just had to release a whole bunch of people. And then, like, I watch a SmackDown show, and it's like, so Danhausen is going to have a Clonehausen that is, you're going to pay Baron Corbin, God only knows how much money, to come back as a dead guy? And then, speaking of dead guys, like I said yesterday on the Brian and Vinny show, I don't want the guy to be fired unless, like, he wants to be. But, like, if he doesn't want to be, I don't want to see anybody fired. But how much are you paying Johnny Gargano to lay on a box?
Oh, my God.
Every week. Yet we're firing people and asking people to take pay cuts. What timeline are we in right now? God.
Be a great giant housing.
Shankly.
Shiloh Hillhausen.
No!
He's already on the roster.
That guy's got potential to be something. What is your ceiling as Frankenhausen? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Are you sure that's the name, or is that just a working
title? No, I'm making it up because he's in a freaking lab with a cadaver on a backboard. What do you expect it's going to be? He's...
Think of all the gimmicks.
Guys, you had to think about this. You know this, Tom. Tom Peacestock. That's his name, right?
Yes, yeah.
Freaking out there competing in jiu-jitsu. Winning medals in Naga.
He's like brown belt. No, he's like brown belt world champion.
Whatever. This guy's coming back as Frankenhausen. That's what you're going to pay him to do? I mean, all more power to the guy. I mean, I'd do it, but like, jeez.
Yeah, that sounds like a great
deal. I'm sure Frankenhausen will be super over, but like, hey, listen. Hey, I could be 100% wrong, and I'll be happy to admit it. I hope that guy makes that place billions of dollars. And he's buys like a lot of stakes.
He's like the new Kane. Think about all the awful, awful gimmicks that Kane had to deal with. And now we're going to have Baron Corbin. He was Constable Corbin. He was Happy Corbin after he was the downtrodden Corbin who couldn't gamble.
You know what, guys? And now this. He made every single one of those work.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Every single one of them.
And then he was a big-time over babyface with Braun Breaker. As a tag team of all people.
I'm pretty sure that guy blocked me on Twitter. I think he was angry because I buried all these things he was involved in, but it was never his fault.
Him and Apollo Crews were getting over as a tag team right before they cut him.
He was always put in the worst possible position, and he pulled it off. He was put in position to be the guy that they blamed the failure of Raw on. That was his gimmick. It's your fault. This show sucks. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
What do you think of that Rousey Carano fight, Tom? I'd say textbook, but it was more like Cliff's Notes. I waited all weekend for that one.
Well, I waited till 17 seconds to answer because that was all that it took for Ronda Rousey to defeat Gina Carano. What do you think, Brian? Do you think that one was on the up and up?
Of course.
It was a hippodrome?
No.
Was it a put-up job?
God, are you kidding me? I saw people talk about that. It was like, you know.
Anyone that thinks that that was a work between Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano.
I don't know what to tell you, dude. You've never trained a day of jiu-jitsu in your life.
You've never watched a Ronda Rousey fight.
No.
You've never thought with your brain. This is like when Jake Paul was fighting Mike Tyson. I had all these people ask me, what's going to happen? Mike Tyson's going to beat him, right? And I'm like, Mike Tyson's like 60-something years old and just had a stroke. Okay? Age is undefeated. This was much the same boat, right? Like Gina Carano, far out of her prime. And when she was in her prime, she was not as good as Ronda Rousey was in her prime. So no surprise that it went that way. I thought Ronda Rousey, as a promoter, could have carried her a little bit more, but hey, that's not what she was there to do. This was the Ronda Rousey show. She was like the main character of this event, as well she should be, but I guess the question is, where do we go from here? It appears that Ronda Rousey will stay, and actually, Nikisa Badarian said this during the show, that Ronda Rousey will stay on with MVP in some capacity, even if she doesn't fight as a promoter or ambassador. But I'm always a fan of something that's different in the world of mixed martial arts. And even though PFL branded itself as the co-leader in the sport of mixed martial arts for a few years, let's be real. It's a one-horse race. It's been the UFC for years and years and years. And it's good to see someone step up and put on a show with big-time production. I know I listened to you and Vinny talk about the show, and Vinny mentioned something like, said there was only 12 minutes of fighting on the show, which there was more.
Wasn't like 18? I mean, it wasn't much more.
Okay, yeah, but if you're talking about the main card, there was a bunch of quick finishes.
Yes.
Right? So in the opener, Junior Dos Santos, who's a name that many people remember, got killed by Robles de Spain, who was in the UFC for a little bit. He was in the Olympics for Taekwondo years ago. I think he actually medaled in the Olympics, so he got a huge KO there. Then one of the best 155ers on the planet was making his US debut. That's Saladin Parnas, who's the KSW lightweight and featherweight champion. And him and Kenneth Cross was awesome. It was like 4 minutes. All action, start to finish, takedown. They got back up. They kept striking. Eventually, Parnas murdered him with shots to the body that ended Cross's night. And then I was really enjoying the show because the prelims were awesome as well. And then they did a 45-minute break here where they did a bunch of interviews. They talked. They had special guests from the Rams there. Mauro gave us a hard sell on Francis Ngannou, who eventually killed Felipe Lins, as everyone expected. Lins lasted a little bit longer than I think a lot of people expected he would. He ate some punches and recovered, but man, he got put out. I don't know what Herb Dean was doing this night. I'll get to it in a second, but like, Lins is clearly KO'd. He's face down, and Herb's, like, standing over him. And Ngannou, luckily to his credit, didn't lay down another punch. Then they start interviewing Ngannou about fighting John Jones. And then Tyron Woodley's at the desk, and he's, like, talking about how John Jones could get out of his UFC contract to fight Francis Ngannou. And then Ngannou's like, "Well, I have arthritis." And he said that Gable Stevenson is going to be the best fighter of all time, is actually what he told us. And then Nate Diaz took on Mike Perry. This was about exactly what you would expect. 10 minutes of violent bloodshed. Mike Perry just swarmed at Nate Diaz, battered him, beat him, was hitting him to the face, to the body. Diaz was bleeding from multiple open wounds on his face. He was bleeding from his temple and in the corner. They were going to have the doctors come in anyways, but Stitch Duran and I believe, was it Richard Perez, I believe, is the Diaz boxing coach. I think they made the decision to stop it. And then, did you see the post-fight interview with Ariel?
No. Goes, wait, I think I did, actually.
He goes, yeah. Mike, are you a little bit upset that you couldn't win more emphatically?
Yes.
And he goes, man, I think that was pretty emphatic. And it was like, yeah, you didn't catch Nate Diaz. You battered him for 10 minutes. You beat him to a living death. It was about as emphatic as it could be. And then we had the main event with Ronda winning. Also on the undercard, something I want to talk about because it was all over social media. And that was this bonehead call by Herb Dean and the rest of the California State Athletic Commission. We had Pumi Nakuda, who is a wrestler trained by Amazing Red. Also, he competes in Hog in House of Glory. He is a member of the Sarah Longo team, a training partner of Merab Dvalishvili, Aljamain Sterling. He is in there. He is up, and it's a great fight between himself and Adriano Moraes, who is a former one either flyweight or bantamweight champion, maybe both, but he famously knocked out Demetrius Johnson with a flying knee a few years ago. This fight was awesome, and it was 2018 on two of these scorecards for Nakuda and 19-19 on the other scorecard. And I thought Pumi was winning the third round. I thought he was up until about the last 10 seconds where Marias went for a flying knee. He didn't get it, but in a scramble was able to take Nakuda's back. And as the bell sounds, he has the rear naked choke sunk. I mean, there's no doubt. If this goes three more seconds, it's over. The bell sounds, and Marias not only just holds the choke, but he cranks it more. And Herb Dean takes about a second to get in there. And by the time he peels him off, Nakuda is face down, unconscious. And they ruled this as a TKO victory after they went to the video replay. They called it a TKO victory for Marias. And I think that Nakuda got screwed. And I think this was the best fight on the show. And it was the most controversial fight on the show. And I think everybody should watch that fight, especially the finish. It's like more pro wrestling than pro wrestling ever has been.
All right. I want to mention, by the way, I want to welcome WatchSMSN.com, serving Indiana and beyond. SMSN Radio, your home for sports. Thanks to CEO, founder Brian Snow, new affiliate. So hello to everybody. Tom will be on his best behavior today for everybody. Oh,
hey, I love Indiana.
Listening. Yeah, we've wrestled many times in Indiana. You dragged me out of retirement in Indiana. Crown Point.
You ever been to the Uranus Fudge Factory in Urana or in Indiana?
Excuse me?
Indiana. It's a real place.
I apologize to CEO and founder Brian Snow.
No, I'm serious. It's a fudge factory in Indiana. I stopped in. It was delicious.
All right. Okay. Let's do a couple of other notes here. We'll do SmackDown when we come back from the break. Stephanie Vaquer should be back on Raw tonight. I'll put it this way. She will be at the show. Whether she will appear on screen or not is another matter entirely, but she will be there. She's expected to be back in the mix, as they call it, by Clash in Italy. She did the injury angle April 27th, sprained AC joint, which, as Tom and I have both noted, is an injury that sucks. So hopefully she's back and pain-free. Couple of AEW notes. Double or Nothing is this weekend.
Oh, Brian.
Yes.
Awful news, too, or bad news. Did you see that there was a report that Quattrero is going to get house arrest?
Dude, I talked about that on Friday.
Oh, did you?
Did you not see?
You didn't do a show Friday.
Okay, well, for Thursday or whatever.
Maybe. Sorry.
Okay, so.
Sorry. I gotta,
Here, I'll find it during the break because it's a very weird thing. It's a very weird thing. But anyway, very quickly here, Double or Nothing is doing well. And it's kind of the usual AEW thing. Pay-per-view is doing very well. TV is just kind of there. So for Double or Nothing, they've got 14,000 tickets out. So it's pretty much going to sell out, which is great. Television.
I believe they open up more tickets is what happened.
Yeah, they're at
some point.
14,028 distributed. They've opened up for 14,823, so almost certainly that's going to completely sell out. However, Dynamite in Portland, Maine is only at 2,200 tickets. And this is well below the average for the year. They're averaging actually 3,200 for live events, so they're almost 1,000 below that. And, yeah. Probably has something to do with Portland, Maine, if we're being honest. Because WWE did a holiday tour there and only did 3,600 tickets, although that was in 2023. But anyway, Double or Nothing is this weekend. We've got 8 matches announced, so I'm sure they'll add at least 4 more. And as noted, we have the 3-hour block this coming Wednesday. Dynamite and Collision, including the Swerve Strickland return, FTR, Orange Cassidy, and Roderick Strong for the tag titles. Anything Goes with Mark Briscoe and Tommaso Ciampa. John Moxley, Kyle O'Reilly, Continental Eliminator, and Darby Allin versus Speedball for the world title. Back in a moment, we'll talk this Quattrero thing, and then SmackDown Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed, and everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Okay, so this Quattrero thing is weird. I actually really haven't got an update. So, he was sentenced to his 12 years, 8 months, and some of that has been time already served, might be like a year or two, I forget exactly what it was. Obviously, you know, they're claiming with good behavior he can get out early, that whole whatever. But anyway, the weird thing is, so once you get convicted, apparently in Mexico, you can appeal. And it's like, you know, there's like a year or whatever where you can appeal. And the story that people are saying is that during that 1 year, like, he will be free. He'll have to, like, check in and everything like that. But during the appeal process, and then, you know, if everything doesn't go his way, then he'd serve a sentence. But the Mexican City Attorney General's office sent out a statement regarding this. And that's not what this says. Granted, this could be something lost in translation, but I'm going to read exactly what it says here. It says, once the corresponding procedural stages were completed and following the oral trial, the judicial authority handed down a guilty verdict against Rogelio N. and imposed a sentence of 12 years and 8 months in addition to the payment of full compensation for the damages. It's also determined that the convicted individual will serve his sentence while remaining free and may continue to practice his profession under judicial supervision and must therefore report every 3 weeks regarding his appearances, venues, and match cards. As part of the protective measures for the victim, the court ruled he may not participate in events where she is present. That does not say during the appeal process, during... That says it is determined the convicted individual will serve his sentence while remaining free. What? I have no idea what to make of that. But that's what the statement said. So hopefully it isn't what it sounds like, which is that he will serve his sentence while remaining free for the next 12 years. So there you go. Yeah.
I mean, if you do something so bad that you're convicted for
12 years,
why are you... I don't know, man. Sounds like a bad story. Listen, like something bad's waiting to happen.
I'm not in the prison business, whatever you would call it, but I feel that, like, if you commit a crime so horrible that you are sentenced to 12 years, the very idea that you could get it in 4 years because you were nice in jail, I don't know, man. I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about SmackDown.
Yeah, we had Trick Williams open the show in Columbia, South Carolina. Not Columbia, Indiana, but Columbia, South Carolina, where Trick Williams was having his homecoming. He was a former member, a football player on the USC Gamecocks. My sister-in-law, a proud USC Gamecock as well. So I've got it in my family. But he was there along with Lil Yachty and Cocky, the mascot. The crowd was going crazy chanting, "Whip that Trick." Yachty's parading around Trick's number 15 football jersey that reads Trick Willie on the back. Trick shouts out the local high school team, the USC Gamecocks, the local chicken and waffles restaurant, his parents in the crowd. He tells everybody to look at the star that they've created. And then The Miz and Kit Wilson interrupted. Lil Yachty was not having it. Told them they had some nerve. Their disrespect is why they keep getting beat up and cursed. And Kit did some slam poetry. Yachty, in return, asked if he could try. And actually, I don't know if he was working us or what, but his first foray at the slam poetry He stumbled a little bit.
He did.
And then picked it up. But was he working us, Brian? This little
well,
Yachty
I don't know. You know, I'm not a Grammy nominee, but
he was like, "Can I try? Do you mind?" So Yachty asked. Oh, he got the crowd to start chanting about Miz's tiny genitalia, and Miz threatened to whip him in front of his mama. Trick cleared house. We went to commercial. We came back. Trick took on the Miz. And Brian, I like this match. I thought both guys worked really hard. What?
That's because they worked really hard? I thought it was okay. I thought it was a very, very average
I thought the Miz
match.
Had some good it kicks. two out of the four were solid.
Can we like get one show where it's not like, how am I going to push this guy's buttons today?
Miz tried to hit Trick with a kendo stick. Yachty stopped him, then leveled Kit with it. And here's the other thing. Yachty took out Kit, but he needed a foreign object, not like Jelly Roll, who could just beat Kit with his own bare hands. Well, pin the guy.
Jelly Roll's a tough guy.
Trick hit the Trick knee and won.
Yeah.
Crowd was going crazy, waving towels around. Fantastic.
It's almost like this
Columbia.
Trick Williams is a baby face.
No.
Yeah.
No, there's no way.
He appears to be a baby face.
I've been watching SmackDown for weeks.
You know what's funny about him being a baby face? Sammy did a promo where he admitted to working heel at the last show. How about that?
Mello and Ricky Saints got into it backstage. Aldis is backstage talking to Ray Phoenix. You would probably know better than me because you may have watched AAA. But he's like, "I've been very impressed by what I've seen you do in AAA." It's like, what has he done? Did he lose to like Laredo Kid or something?
Well, you know, Tom, they tried really hard.
Not the same thing. So
yeah. When Ray Phoenix tries really hard, it's way better than when The Miz does. Just saying.
Okay. So Sami Zayn came in. He said the pressure's been getting to him, but he wants a rematch for the U.S. title. Nick Aldis told him he just had a rematch. If he wants another shot, he needs to earn it. He called him entitled. Sami flipped his lid. Phoenix came in and tried to calm him down. Kathy Kelly interviewed the tag champs in the year of our Lord 2026, Brie Bella and Paige. Irresistible Forces came in, said, "Good luck, because we want to beat you for those titles at Saturday night's main event." I've got to imagine that they're going to win those titles back at Saturday night's main event.
Here's the thing, okay? I don't know, because there's an obvious finish to this story, which is Nikki returns, and her and Brie turn on Paige. And I'm not sure if Nikki's ready to come back yet. So, I think whenever she is, that's when this is going to happen. Or they could lose and then they turn on her. I suppose that could happen as
well. Paige could turn on them.
Oh, come on.
You think Paige is getting cheered against Nikki Bella?
Yeah, when both Bellas turn on her and double team her? Absolutely. Yes, that will happen.
No, that's going to get a one more time chant.
Well, it always will for any angle in WWE, but still.
Well, I'll tell you what. Tag champs took on Julia and Kiana James, and South Carolina is Julia country, baby. This crowd was going crazy for Julia.
She decided that she was going to take Paige
beat the crap
to
out of
stardom.
Paige.
God, it's like, can we all calm down? We're in South Carolina on a SmackDown in a 3-minute match. Yeah,
they did a lung blower, Northern Lights bomb combo.
These yes kicks, Tom, were not as good as the Miz's yes kicks. I don't think.
Well, these were yes kicks. The Miz does the it kicks. That's why.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Kiana went for a moonsault. Brie got her knees up. Paige hit a facebuster. Brie hit the facebuster. Paige hit the rampage. And the tag champs retained the titles. I think it was a tag title match.
I'm not sure.
There was a Tiffany interview with Kathy Kelly. Julie and Kiana were arguing in the background. Then Chelsea showed up, tried to get on Tiffany's good side. Tiffany's not into it. They've been doing this back and forth for a few weeks. You know what's going to happen here, too? The crowd's going to cheer for Chelsea Green.
Of course.
When Tiffany is the one that's supposed to be the babyface.
Well, yes, this happens often with them. Let's wait way too long to make the obvious turn.
Cody Rhodes and Gunther had a contract signing segment.
I like this.
So I didn't see Raw, but the favor. Did I see Raw? No.
Well,
the favor that Gunther got.
They're kind of saying that this is the favor from Paul Heyman, but my presumption is that Gunther is going to want another favor leading into SummerSlam.
So Cody calls Gunther out. Gunther comes out and he's like, you need to be polite to me. You need to ask nicely if you want this match in Italy. Gunther's playing games, doesn't want to sign the contract. So Royce Keyes, of all people, interrupts.
Yeah.
He gets in his face, then he walks to the ring. He's going to sign the contract. He says, if you're not going to fight Cody, he will. And Gunther comes in. They get into kind of a pushing match. Nobody signs it. Aldis came out. He said, Gunther, you overplayed your hand. That title shot was up for grabs to now. And Royce Keyes and Gunther will face off in the main event. The winner will face Cody in Italy. Turin, Italy, I believe.
Yes.
Is that where it is?
That's where it is.
Carmelo Hayes took on Ricky Saints. This, dude, what was this Northern Lights bomb that Ricky Saints pulled out of nowhere and just dropped Carmelo Hayes?
I think he decided to kill him.
He's like, never done that brutal move before.
Oh, my God. He freaking dropped this guy on his noggin. I was like, oh, boy.
Well, things got good from there because then they did all their moves. Like, there was, like, a La Mystica. I love seeing these guys do their moves, you know. There was a La Mystica. Melo avoided a Revolution DDT at the first 48. Ricky kicked out. Then there was the Revolution DDT. Ricky tried to get a pin with his feet on the ropes, but Melo got out. The ref caught him, and Melo rolled him up, put his feet on the ropes, and got the win.
I thought it was a good match.
Sure. Tama Tonga fought Damian Priest. This was after the Danhausen segment you talked about earlier. And after Damian Priest won with a lariat in the South of Heaven chokeslam, Tama Tonga jumped him. Solo Sikoa gave him the spike. Truth is not medically cleared, so he could not make the save. Jade, Mission, and B-Fab came out, and this led to Alexa Bliss and Charlotte defeating B-Fab and Mission by DQ when Jade Cargill pulled Alexa Bliss from the ring after she hit her finisher, because we cannot pin B-Fab or Mission, who have no credibility as it is. This killed me. And then Charlotte, did they lay him out anyways? Charlotte beat him up anyways. So why couldn't they just pin him?
I don't know.
And then we had Royce Keyes take on Gunther in the main event. And this
slobber knocker.
Two big meaty men slapping meat. They did a big superplex. They went back and forth with lariats. Eventually, Keyes overpowered the ring general. Solo Sikoa is there trying to cheer on Royce Keyes. He slides him a chair as the ref was squished in the corner. But instead, Royce Keyes sabooed him. He didn't put his mama through a coffee table, though, like Violent J would say. He sabooed him with the chair. Gunther leveled him with a couple lariats, a big power bomb. Got the win. He is now the number one contender, and the Ring General will face Cody Rhodes for the championship at Clash in Italy in 2 weeks. Gunther was screaming into the camera that he earned his title shot. He earned it. And then Cody came up and laid him out with the crossroads to end SmackDown. And we'll be back in the final segment to put a bow on this present that we've given all of you today.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today.
Did you forget?
I was just trying to make it exciting, Tom. You know, they really like this Royce Keyes, because if you watch the show, they really put him in position to be like a babyface. Because the way that Cody and Gunther, especially Gunther, did that segment, Gunther was so good. You know, it's like he's the challenger, but he's like trying to hold this whole contract signing hostage. And as a fan, you're just thinking, brother, get out there and sign the contract or let someone else come out and do it. And then they had someone else come out and do it. So I was like, that was good. And then if you watch the match, it was like Gunther gave him a lot, but obviously had to win. But they, number one, had an interference spot in there, which kind of helped Royce Keyes. But also, they did a powerbomb finish. They did not choke him out. And Gunther chokes almost everybody out. So I'm not sure if they're going to run it back. I presume that Gunther's winning the title in Italy. So I don't know if they're going to run this back as a title match, and that's why they did that this way, or what they're going to do. But I would be very happy to see these two dudes clobbering each other again. Actually, probably through that entire house show tour would be awesome. That'd be great. But yeah.
Do we have the card for that Clash in Italy show? Or was it the Saturday night's main event card that's really bizarre?
Well, Saturday night's main event... Penta versus Ethan Page, Vision versus the Street Profits. There might be more. I think
there was the Irresistible Forces.
It's probably. Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is. I'm a little behind with my lineups here, but I do know tonight's Raw. Roman Reigns will appear live. Brian Page versus Roxanne and Raquel with Liv Morgan. El Grande and Los Americanos versus Original and Los Hermanos Americanos.
Oh, which I heard had a hot angle once again this week in AAA.
Really. And Obafemi's Open Challenge. I will be back later on tonight with Wrestling Observer Radio, which may just be a Wrestling Observer Live, because I'm not sure Dave's going to be there because he's on vacation. But I'll do a show for subscribers one way or the other, recapping Raw and everything else. And back tomorrow with Lance, back on Wednesday with Tom. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.